It is time for Friday Frivolity.
Indeed. And this week, I put together a little game for you fellas, and I can't remember what day we were talking about Jeopardy, but Matt, you made a pretty big claim that, you would clean up the $200 section of Jeopardy. So, this game is for you.
All right.
You're both going to play. You're going to get an opportunity for each question, or an opportunity, and we'll switch off. I'll give you the category, and then I'll read you the question, and you have to give me the answer in Jeopardy form.
Okay.
All right, are we ready to go?
Yep.
Matt, you won last time after you hit the billion-point question.
I did.
You might even be on a winning streak.
I think I've won two in a row.
Yeah. So, Donovan, we're going to start with you. Question number one. On the map is your category.
Oh, God. What a worse way to start with me. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. It's the foreign country closest to the French cities of Lourdes and Bordeaux. The foreign
China.
Country closest to the French cities of Lourdes and Bordeaux. For $200.
What is Spain?
What is Spain is correct.
Whoa.
French Donnie right there.
And now, let me tell you, blind squirrel. Blind squirrel.
That's why I was trying to hit that French hard.
All right.
That's right. And Matt, question number two. Wings. An official state bird, the Rhode Island Red is one of these. It's an official state bird, the Rhode Island Red.
What is a cardinal?
Incorrect. Incorrect.
Do I get a chance?
You get a chance. I'll be surprised. This is pretty hard. So the official state bird, the Rhode Island Red, is one of these.
What is a hen?
Boy, you are not far off. Not correct, but it is a chicken.
Okay.
You were not far off at all.
I was like, that seems like a stupid bird for a state bird.
It's Rhode Island.
Fair.
Yeah, no, very, very fair. Back to Donovan. Measuring devices. The name of this automobile instrument comes from Greek for measure and weigh, W-A-Y. The name of this automobile instrument comes from the Greek words of measure and weigh.
What is a tire pressure gauge?
Tire pressure gauge.
What is an odometer?
Correct. Correct. All right. Maddie's on the board, and it is 1-1, and we will stay with Matt McLaren for question number four. Michigan odds and ends. Appropriately, this type of public building in Grand Rapids is named after astronaut Roger B. Chaffee. Appropriately, this type of public building in Grand Rapids is named after astronaut Roger B. Chaffee.
What is a planetarium?
Wow, this guy is pretty good. That's two for Matt.
I was going to say convention center.
Convention center.
What is City Hall? I don't know.
Donovan.
Uh-huh.
Your category. It was an accident. What may be the first air disaster came in 1785 when a fire ensued after one of these hit a chimney in Tullamore, Ireland. What may be the first air disaster came in 1785... when a fire ensued after one of these hit a chimney in Tullamore, Ireland.
What year again was that?
17.
Yes, I was going to say that's not right.
1785. For $200, all of these are real $200 questions.
Do not remember
that
you
were on the show.
What is a dragon?
You know what? That's hilarious.
Thank you.
That's a point.
What is a weather balloon?
It was a hot air balloon. Yeah. It was a hot air balloon. But for dragon, you get a point. Matt,
yes.
Number six, American literature. Washington Irving's tale of this farmer who takes a big snooze was based on a German folktale. Washington Irving's tale of
who is
this,
Rip Van Winkle?
Who is Rip Van Winkle is correct. 3-2, Maddie Beers over Donnie Boots. Donovan, Historical.
I was going to say Rob Van Winkle, Vanilla Ice.
I probably would have given you that too, to be honest.
Okay, thank you.
Number seven.
Why? Because his career has.
Okay. Oh. All right. Hey, finger guns. Ooh. Finger guns. Historical sites, Donovan Lewis.
Okay.
This territory was formally transferred to the U.S. at Castle Hill in Sitka. This territory was formally transferred to the United States at Castle Hill in Sitka.
I have two guesses, okay, but I can only give you one.
That is correct.
What is Puerto Rico?
No.
Damn it. It's the other one.
What is it? Guess.
No, go ahead. No, it's your turn.
You can take a commanding 4-2 lead if you know it.
What is Guam?
No.
Oh, that was my second guess.
Oh, it was? It was Alaska. It was Alaska.
Oh.
Historical names, Matty Beers. In 1984, this 17th century Quaker who governed a colony was made an honorary United States citizen. In 1784, this 17th century, or 1984, this 17th century Quaker was who governed a colony was made an honorary United States citizen. Historical names.
Is it one of the Mathers? Who is one of them? I can't remember.
Jerry?
No.
No, I can't remember. When you say the name, I'm like, yep.
Who is? Quaker Oats.
Not funny enough, but good try.
Damn it.
Good try. Donovan.
What's the answer?
Oh, sorry. It is who is William Penn? You guys don't get to know.
What's the question?
Yeah, William Penn. Number nine, Donovan.
Uh-huh.
It can mean to vocabulary. It can mean to Jesus, let me just start over. It can mean to drain of energy or the gases that escape from an engine.
What is exhaust?
Nailed it. 4-3 is your score here on $200 Jeopardy. All of these are real $200 Jeopardy questions.
And we think we wouldn't have a negative number on Jeopardy? Man, please.
I feel like
I wouldn't answer half the ones you asked.
But these are $200 ones.
Yeah, these are the ones.
Answer the ones that you know.
You claimed that you could clean up the $200 section. And that is why we're doing it.
I didn't use the term clean up.
Oh, Sal, I think you did say that.
Go play the audio, man.
Matty Beers.
I could clean up the $200 section. That was the audio from Matt.
Oh, yeah. It sounded exactly like him. I was wondering how you got it up so quick.
Here I am. What's the next question?
Well, funny you should ask. Anatomical quotations, Matt. A governmental slogan from World War II said, "These sink ships." A governmental slogan from World War II said that these, quote, sink ships.
What is loose lips?
What is loose lips is correct.
I think he should say, what are loose lips? He got that incorrect. That's a point for me. Thank you.
It is 4-3. I almost died.
It was 4-3 before that.
Oh,
one.
Sorry. Yeah, 5-3. 5-3. Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
Ends with A is your category.
Oh, no. Vagina.
Oh, what is wrong with you?
What are you doing?
Not even your turn.
Ends with A.
Damn it. All right, Donovan, you want to give this
sure
a go? Whether flavored with strawberry, peach, or banana, this is getting funnier.
Maybe Matt was right.
You know what? I'm skipping this question.
No. Go ahead. All right.
Ends with A. Whether flavored with strawberry, peach, or banana, a margarita always contains this.
What is tequila?
What is tequila is correct.
Same amount of letters.
Okay. All right, Matt. One word book titles.
Oh, you should get this one, Mr. Reader.
Bookman.
I read.
Blood type and the colons are chapters in this book. One word book titles, blood type, and the colons are chapters in this book. And it is the first in a series.
Hey.
That's the next line. It was on a different page.
Oh.
I looked to see what my answer was, and I was like, oh, there's the rest of that sentence.
One word book titles.
One word book titles.
What is Dexter?
It is not Dexter. Donovan, blood type and the Cullens are...
What is Jaws?
It is not Jaws. What is Twilight would have been the correct answer. The Cullens. Okay. Back to Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
Movie directors. Before directing movies like Seven, David Fincher directed this singer's video for Vogue.
Oh.
And Express Yourself.
Who is Madonna?
And the tying point there for
the
Donovan.
The easiest question of the day.
Matt, finish the line is your category. Francis Scott Key, Oh Say, Can You See?
Finish the line?
Finish the line.
Of the national anthem.
Finish it.
Okay.
Oh Say, Can You See?
By the Dawn's Early Light?
That is correct. Now, I don't want to hear any more complaining out of Matt on easy questions.
Madonna.
Let's get a couple more in here. Last names that start with the letter N, Donovan.
Yes, correct. Donovan ends with N. Point for me. Matt, your turn.
It's last names that start with the letter N.
Oh, okay,
last name's not Navin.
Newest. Go ahead.
He was a great rugby and lacrosse player, but he's better known as the father of basketball. A great rugby and lacrosse player.
The father of basketball?
But better known as the father of basketball category, last names that start with the letter N.
Man, I thought George Mikan was that, but that's not it, because it doesn't start.
No, it's not George Nikan either.
Beep, beep. How do I not know this?
Matt knows
unbelievable.
It. You got 1 second.
I guess I don't love the NBA.
Submit an answer.
Who is Magic Johnson? His last name.
Incredibly, that is incorrect.
Who is Naismith?
Naismith is correct.
That's right.
All right.
James Naismith.
Matt, this is to Barry. To Barry Donovan.
Yeah, we'll see.
Let's see here. The Old West is your category. The first of his cowboy hats was called the Boss of the Plains. Carlsbad, the most popular model, followed... That seemed like really weird wording for that one. First cowboy hat was called the Boss of the Plains. I'm looking for the type of cowboy hat.
What is a Stetson?
That's awesome. He nailed it. That's correct.
Yeah, I thought that was it. Yeah. Good deal.
Nailed it.
And the winner for 3 weeks in a row... Matty Beers McLaren.
Man, he can clean up on the $200.
He did well.
Learn the levers. Man, when is that going to be a...
I got random trivia in my brain.
Answer to a Jeopardy question. What is... All right, that's Friday for Friday. Thank you so much.